Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And I'm still a little bit hoarse, but I'm getting better. How's that? Didn't yell as much yesterday. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about the all the people working in the coronavirus fight, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's go to the telephone line. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
There they are.
There they are.
Now, it's raining on and off, so they're going to dash inside, ready to go, because they don't want to get wet, you know.
Right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got the Democrats doubling down, Nancy Pelosi going for all the marbles. She may or may not get one of the two bills she's trying to put up there, but she won't get both.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, don't forget, I think the squad, they want both bills to be voted on simultaneously, basically. So we'll see how all that works out. But this is exactly what we talked about before, Captain, when we saw the election victories on Tuesday night.
Right.
And that is that the Democrats at this high level, they're going to double down. And that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi is trying to do. In other words, not responding to what obviously is a major shift in the country against the Democrat Party elite policies.
Right. Well, of course, one of the things that they need to do is realize that they did get defeated and the country did turn a corner. And they did send a clear and definitive message to the Democrats. Whether or not they want to hear that message or not is totally up to them. But if I were them, I would not just immediately throw more gasoline on the fire, because it's not going to help anything.
No, it's not. They are looking, of course, it's a year away, basically, but they're looking ahead to 2022. They know that they are in serious, serious jeopardy. And so I think they're going to try to push through whatever they can as quickly as they can. But again, Captain, continuing to alienate themselves from the bulk of the American people.
That is very, very true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Now, of course, Biden's huge socialist splurge is being threatened by allies of his, as Pelosi is trying to get this agenda through. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to get through by the end of this year.
No, I do think that, of course, especially with Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema, and I think Senator Manchin was accosted in his car by people who were not happy about him not jumping on board here.
He was, and the Democrats, it's being reported in the paper, the Democrats are saying that Manchin's on board with this, but we have not heard Manchin say anything.
No, we haven't, and certainly he was very concerned, and I believe continues to be very concerned, about the massive amount of spending. Because, Captain, it's becoming more and more apparent, we're not going to spend our way out of any of the messes that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, and here's something else, folks. When you talk about making up stories and fake news, a reporter with the New York Times, Nicole Hannah Jones, now says Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. never called for a colorblind society. I guess she didn't pay attention to what he said.
Well, if she paid attention in history class, the same history class that so many of us would have, in one shape or another, had been exposed to, she would know that Dr. King said that he had a dream, Captain, that he had the dream that people would be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. He was absolutely 100% crystal clear on that.
Now, what do you think about the news that came out from the Durham investigation that the arrest of the man, the Russian behind the phony dossier, now underscores the lies of the Russian hoax? And, of course, they had Adam Schiff on a couple of channels yesterday trying to get him to say something other than his goofiness, and he wouldn't really make any sense out of any of this.
Well, basically what we know about this, Captain, is that this person that was arrested, he has now admitted that Steele paid him to find stuff on President Trump and this kind of thing. We know this, a lot of this came through the Democrat Party, also through the Clinton campaign, through the law firm, essentially. So it tells me, Captain, that Durham continues, and it's the tortoise in the hare. Tortoise in the hare, and he is the tortoise, and he is going to finish this race at one point, and it's going to be, well, we'll say a victory.
And yesterday we heard the White House spokesperson say, I guess she was the number two press secretary, said that Joe Biden was perfectly comfortable with the DOJ settling with illegal migrants separated at the border. And then, of course, he said, I never said that I was going to give anybody $450,000. He said that to Peter Ducey the day before in one of those drive-bys where Ducey threw a question at him.
Well, the president seemed to be stunned completely at the idea. We can talk about that more soon.
Yeah. We will, right into the break. Hold on, folks. We're coming back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and his company. And, of course, as most of you know, he no longer is in the big box stores, so he's got all this supply that he wants to get sold before Christmas. And that's what we're doing. That's one reason I'm working with him. Now, I just want to suggest to you that you go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at everything that's there, and then the promo code that you will need, because it asks you for a promo code to get the price, would be the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, on the home page, they also have a logo link for the Radio Listener Specials page, where you'll get at least 24 or more items that'll be remarkably priced down, even lower than what's on the home page. So again, promo code Captain. Now, if you don't feel all that good about using your internet to place an order, you can call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. And they got plenty of stuff for Christmas. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warren from the Professor of Politics first in California IA. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller that's been waiting very patiently on the line, John in Sarasota, Florida. So, John in Sarasota, Florida, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Captain, I relocated here 30 years ago from New York City, and I'm a registered Republican. And I've noticed the influx of people to our state from other states that are basically democratic, and how they've come here now, and they want the freedoms that we have to offer here, but yet they complain that our governor is killing people. And I don't understand the premise behind the situation that they say there's no masks, there's no mandates for these injections and such. And, you know, I'm a little concerned that they're going to start flipping the seats up there in Tallahassee. So I'd just like to get some ideas and input from you and what you would have to say to that.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate the call. All right, Kyle, first of all, we have to continue to tell the truth, because when they start talking about, well, you got to wear a mask, and if you don't, you're going to kill people, and everybody's got to be vaccinated, if you don't, you're going to kill people. Okay, whatever happened to natural immunity? You don't hear anybody talking about it, and that's very much a big player in the game when it comes to COVID.
It certainly is, Captain, and one would think, of course, that that would be doing science to ask those questions, but since science is now has been locked up by the Democrat administration, and Dr. Fauci in particular, we can't ask those questions.
And, Kyle, if they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask all day long. I don't care. Just don't drive it down people's throats. The same thing with a vaccine. If they want to go get a shot, fine, go get the shot. Just don't drive it down people's throats, because some people, and by the way, take the advice of your doctor. Go to your doctor, get a blood test, have your antibodies checked. You'll know what your antibodies are like. If you've got a low amount of antibodies, then, of course, there's a way they can build that up through vitamins and nutrition and whatnot. And if it doesn't work, then obviously you get the shot.
Well, exactly right. And it's always best to talk to your doctor.
Right.
I would ask, Captain, of course, folks that relocate to a place like Florida with what's going on there politically, number one, look at the numbers of COVID, because you'll find they're dramatically different than other places that have all these different restrictions.
Sure.
And then second of all, why did you leave that other place to come to in this case to Florida?
Taxes, usually taxes.
That's right. So so they definitely realized that the place they were coming from was going to become a lost cause to them. It was going to be untenable. So they came somewhere, and they just need to keep an open mind. And as you said, Captain, we keep telling them the truth about things and bring them right along.
Well, we've got a resident night owl on duty tonight calling in. So, Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Thing I saw on Fox News, a commercial for one of their new shows, which I really didn't like at all. It's called Our Kind of People, and it's apparently about the black upper class, and it shows them in a bunch of high luxury settings. And I think that any time you designate something as our kind of people, you are creating division by just putting out this kind of show. And it promotes that.
When you said Fox, are you talking about like the Fox television channel?
Yeah, well, it was advertised on Fox News, but I mean, I guess that's where it was.
Because I don't think they'd have something like that on Fox News channel, but or was it Fox Nation? Was it Fox Nation?
It could have been. I'm not sure, but it's called All Kind of People, and it's got inside over. The other thing I wanted to ask about is, what does he think about the chances of prosecuting Fauci? Because I think this guy deserves to be prosecuted, from what I heard from Rand Paul and some of his testimony on TV.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Okay, let's start with Rand Paul first, Kyle, because I believe they've got Dr. Fauci between a rock and a hard place right now. I think they've got him dead to rights, and they know it. And Rand Paul yesterday afternoon, absolutely lambasted Dr. Fauci, and he didn't have a way out.
No, it was a nuclear attack, for sure, and Dr. Fauci was not able to weather that at all, and he did not respond, Captain, the way that you might think somebody would, especially if all these different accusations were thrown at him, other than to say it was egregious and it's egregiously wrong and this kind of thing. However, that being said, Dr. Fauci could not go one-on-one with Senator Paul about the notion of gain of function. In fact, Dr. Fauci continued to use a bunch of word salad things about different definitions, but essentially continued to move the goalposts, same old Fauci strategy, move the goalposts about what does gain of function even mean, and what's the accepted definition, and this kind of thing. I got to tell you, Captain, if this was a Republican-led investigation under a Republican House and Senate, for example, then we might see something come out of it. But to answer Beckham and Bob's question, I think in the near term there would be no kind of prosecution, quote-unquote, of Fauci. But Rand Paul's trying to get the ball rolling by saying, you're not telling us everything, you're evading, you need to resign. He's throwing down a gauntlet.
Exactly. And I believe next year when the House flips and the Senate flips and goes Republican, you're going to see them go after Fauci.
Yes, I believe so. And Rand
the
Paul.
The problem is we have to endure another year of them.
Precisely. But Rand Paul was landed a lot of blows, Captain, by saying, look, you know, you changed the definition on the website and this kind of stuff to cover your backside. He said something else. But basically, I mean, it's just that the gloves are off at this point as far as Senator Paul's concerned.
All right. Now, we had the first part of Beckham and Bob's question was?
He was talking about that television show, right?
Right, and but, I believe that, and I haven't seen the commercials for it or anything like that, but I believe that that's probably, if it's not on Fox conventional television, it's on Fox Nation. And that's, go ahead.
Well, I was simply going to say, I was able to search really quickly on that. It's on Fox TV, like Big Fox.
All right, yeah. Here we go. Eric is chiming in from Tennessee, East Tennessee. Eric in East Tennessee, it sounds funny saying that. But anyway, good morning. Our Kind of People is on Fox Television, which has been merged with Disney. Well, you're right. And by the way, Disney got rid of ESPN 2 and ESPN Go yesterday.
Oh, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, condensation, basically, in the entertainment biz for things like that because they have to have enough viewers to support all those channels.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. So getting back to where we were and combining something else in here, I'm going to go back to one of our talking points, and that was the Virginia Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears laid down the gauntlet to Joy Reid. And she said, if you're woman enough, I would like to talk to you one-on-one.
Well, Captain, that would be like a pay-per-view showdown. And I guess who's going to win, by the way?
The former Marine.
I believe so. Semper Fi to the former Marine.
Absolutely.
Now Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears. Because, Captain, she wants to have a real conversation about this stuff.
She wants to talk about the white nationalism claims that are being thrown out by all these Democrats. Well, they won because the whites got together and voted against the blacks. Really? Really? What a bunch of... That was a stupid comment for anybody to say on the other side. And they said it.
They said it over and over again. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning. It's a beautiful morning so far. Got a little bit of rain in the mix. It's going to get colder this weekend. That won't be very good. But at least it's not snowing. All right. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Lewis, on America's Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's new voting law, arguing that some measures passed by the GOP-controlled legislature early this year would disenfranchise eligible Texas citizens who seek to exercise their right to vote. The law makes a host of challenges that further tighten the state's election laws, such as banning drive-through voting and setting new rules for voting by mail. The suit is based on two provisions of the new law, one related to assistance in voting booths and another related to the rejection of mail-in ballots. The law, set to take effect in time for the 2022 primary elections, has already faced legal challenges that argue it will disproportionately impact voters of color and voters with disabilities. Those challenges could delay the implementation of the new state law. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. We will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. By the way, I take Relief Factor twice a day. I start up my day with it in the morning to cut the edge on the pain that I wake up in. And if I have any swelling in my ankle or my leg and whatnot, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But certainly it's a preventative measure to keep you from having that happen, because the natural ingredients of turmeric was veratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in the Relief Factor helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate pain, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Now, in my case, I might have a pain in my back associated to the pain in my leg, because, you know, it goes up the leg, from the leg to the ankle to the knee to the hip to the back, and it'll just stop it. I mean, it'll just stop it. So it works for me, and that's why I'm telling you about it. If it didn't work for me, you wouldn't hear from me. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins as well, something that your body needs to have. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. and give it a try. The 3-week quick start. You'll know if it's going to work. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You wanted to say something.
Well, yes, we were talking about Backgammon Bob's question, I believe, and I think we were talking again about how, the
natural immunity.
Yeah, the natural immunity, exactly.
Yeah.
And so the question basically is, why can't you have a card for natural immunity?
Exactly.
And a card for, here's your vaccine.
Sure.
I think the short answer, Captain, is that they just want everybody to comply and get the vaccine. And
yeah.
They don't want to do the science, and it's one size fits all. This is such a strange answer that it's the mm-hmm. only one that we can logically come to now. And the real question is, why wouldn't they allow people who've had it to be treated as though people who've had the vaccine, if in fact, and the science could show this, natural immunity is equivalent or even better in many cases to a vaccine? And why are we dividing people and causing people to just come to blows even over their vaccine status?
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and I think, let me see here. Yep, I think I've got Ian on the line. Ian, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you, too, and I mean this respectfully, but let's say what the leftists about the Virginia election is saying is true. What if white people in Virginia block voted? Is that some kind of sin? Is that anti-American? Is that un-American? Every other group in this country block votes. What's wrong if European Americans or white people, if we block vote,
mm-hmm.
does that make us a racist? And my other question is, you guys in the other segment said that what a great job Rand Paul did. Yeah, and I agree. But you know what? Fauci's still there.
Yeah.
I didn't see him taken out of there in irons.
Nope.
I don't see him resigning. I don't see his pension being taken away.
No. Nope.
I don't see him standing trial. I mean,
nope.
I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, facetious or sarcastic with you guys. So I'm going to hang up and listen to your answers. But
okay.
The first one's more important. I don't see anything wrong if white people block vote, because
right.
every other group does it.
Yep. All
thanks.
Right. Thanks, Ian. Okay, let's start with the vote first. It's not just about white people, okay? This was about people that had kids in school, whether or not they were black, white, green, yellow, pink, purple, whatever they were. And they voted in mass by over 70% was the number I saw in Virginia. People with kids in school, they voted in mass against Terry McAuliffe.
They certainly did, Captain. And, you know, I don't know about the notion of block voting and of white people, so-called block voting necessarily.
It had nothing to do with it.
No, but what I do know is that there are values, and that there
yep.
are values that are shared across ethnic and racial lines. But it's the Democrat Party elite
mm-hmm.
who, for decades after decades, have twisted things
mm-hmm.
to make people think somehow they need to be pitted against one another. And, Captain, when we see, back in the last election, African-Americans for Trump, Hispanics for Trump,
mm-hmm.
go down the list and so forth, they were even ostracized in many, many ways.
Right.
Why? Because they shared values.
Right.
And that's what people vote on, is their values.
And because of Winston Sears running for the lieutenant governor, she got a tremendous amount of the black vote, and a lot of that black vote that voted for her voted for the new governor, Governor-elect Yankton. I guess it's Yankton is what you said, not Yankton.
Yeah.
Yankton. Yankton, there we go. And that carried over. But, again, it had nothing to do with race. And these people that are trying to sell the race card, all they need to do is look in the mirror.
Well, sure, because to them it's everything to do with race. And they zero in on it, Captain, because it's something, number one, is visual. And second of all, they can simply say, look, you know, you're a victim and you're an oppressor and you're a this and you're a that. And you know what, Captain? Sometimes I think they just want more TV ratings.
Well, let me just play something before we go to Ian's second question. This is a little something that came from, it's a clip put together. It's on Real Clear Politics. And I just want to play this for you to hear this.
Glenn Youngkin played the race card for a reason, because he knows it works
on certain white voters.
He did stoke white grievance politics to mobilize the Republican base.
He's laundered Trump's really sort of disgusting, flagrant out-racism. Yep. He's wrapped it in education.
Yep. Education,
right.
Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching right. about race. That's the fact.
All right. This next woman was going to say, that's a fact, and she was going to go on with her thing. You can only stand so much of that. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No, Captain, and you know what else? They have already the buzzwords, the buzz phrases, and they're just waiting for when the red light goes on to say it, like grievance politics and stuff like that. You know, that's what it's just a shtick to them. And mm-hmm. I think some are true believers, but gosh darn it, yeah. I think they're just trying to get ratings.
And when you've got MSNBC and CNN going back and forth with that crap, and we have more listeners on almost every radio broadcast we do than they do have viewers of their shows, then I think they need to shut up and figure out where the people are and what they're talking about. Okay, what's number two? Ian said something. I'll let you carry it up.
Yeah, he was talking about Dr. Fauci. And
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be carried out in irons or resign. But, well, not at this point anyway, but Rand Paul is laying a foundation.
Yes, he is.
And it's going to continue to chip away. Now, because the Democrat administration's in power, they're not going to do anything to Fauci at this point.
No, not at all. And because the Democrats are, in fact, in power, that's why he's still there. But the conversation has to keep coming up. He has to continue to be challenged because the basis for what they're going to do with him, once we do get a Republican Congress, a House and a Senate, they're going to go after the guy. I know they are.
Well, they are. And another thing, a very important thing Senator Paul was talking about was the origin of this.
Right.
And then Dr. Fauci tried to say, well, all the scientists and so forth, that they believe that it's a naturally occurring virus in nature. Really? We haven't seen it in the last 5,000 years, and suddenly it's here, and it does what it's doing, and it acts the way that it acts. And just at the same time, they were working on it in Wuhan. And, I mean, we're not that stupid, but Dr. Fauci seems to think he can say anything and get away with it.
And our friend Heidi, who works at the Flying J in Salt Lake City, just chimed in and sent me a direct message and says, Captain, nobody with a brain is paying any attention to Fauci anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think it actually came through in how Fauci was responding to Senator Paul. I think he seems like he's getting backed up against a wall. He's explaining a lot. And you know the old saying, when you're explaining, you're losing. You're not winning when you have to be explaining all the time. Because Rand Paul came at him with a very cogent argumentation and he just tried to sidestep it. You know, with word salad.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just touch up briefly on this, because we'll probably have to say more on the other side of the hour, because I can't get into all of it. The Durham investigation yesterday revealed a top Steele dossier source, a Russian, was arrested for lying to the FBI about that dossier. So this is getting closer and closer and closer to going after some really big guns.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we got weather. We got weather. It's going to be cold in the south for the next few days. But there's weather coming in again out west. And in the Gulf, we got some kind of storm coming in. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why is that good?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. Donna, we appreciate that. They're up in Carrollton, Georgia. And, of course, their website, to find out more about them, is cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Go over there, check it out. You're going to be glad you did, because they have a nice little program they put out there on video and audio. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the pilot and fly J nearest you. Give a pull on into one of their units. And by the way, don't forget, we just had Heidi that's on the desk tonight in Salt Lake City, down there on 7th Street South, just one exit south of I-80 off I-15 right there in downtown Salt Lake. They're listening to us there. Hello, hello. And to our good friends up there in Jackson, Georgia, I-75, exit 205. Hello to you folks up there, too. So, we're going to get it started with a classic here. And Kyle and I were just talking about this. We like the video because of all the gals that are in there doing all the men's jobs. How about that? Here we go. The Fabulous Thunderbirds. Haven't heard from them in a while, have we, Kyle?
No, we haven't. But, yeah, they had some good hits back in the day.
Yep, they did. And I'm not, they may still be going, are they?
I'm not exactly sure about that, but we can find out for sure. Yeah,
they may still be going on some sort of revival tour or something. But anyway, a series of storms will produce lower elevation rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds in the western states. Strong Canadian high pressure will bring in another chilly night across many of the eastern sections of the United States. A developing system off the southeast out here in the Gulf may produce areas of locally heavy rain and isolated thunderstorms and wind gusts to 40 to 45 miles an hour across Florida today and tonight. Now, coastal impacts in the southeast and the middle Atlantic will also be felt, as there'll be flooding, coastal flooding, along the east coast of Florida and on up into Georgia and South Carolina. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in Big Sky Country up in the great state of Montana.
Oh, boy.
The northeast corner up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2. We've got a lake wind advisory up in that area, so if you're traveling in those parts, it's going to be cold, number one, and number two, it's going to be windy as well. And speaking of wind, we have high wind watches down in the on the southeast corner of Wyoming, this near Cheyenne, coming across I-80. Also, coming down I-25 from just looks like south of Casper there, coming down towards Cheyenne. And if you're heading west out of Cheyenne along I-80 towards Elk Mountain, Laramie and so forth, you still have that high wind warning. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, please do be careful. Another wind advisory, this near Spokane, Washington, coming across I-90. This is going to go about as far west as a little bit farther than Moses Lake, and then down south towards Moscow, Montana, as a matter of fact. So be careful in those regions as well. We do have some fog coming in on the California coast tonight. So in addition to a wind advisory north of Los Angeles up into Santa Barbara, Ventura, if you're coming up Highway 101, you definitely want to be aware of that because you're going to run into that fog. It's not really showing on the charts, but simply looking out the window here in Southern California shows we've got a lot of fog, and we confirmed it is along the coast. And then up in Portland, Oregon, for example, it's not reading rain right now, but there is a rain forecast for Friday. We're seeing that other storm is supposed to be coming in on Friday. Same for Seattle as well. And then also, Captain, you mentioned earlier that Heidi from the Flying J checked in with us earlier, and so that they're right there in Salt Lake City at the Flying J, so they get a weather spotlight. Well, right now it's 48 degrees in Salt Lake City. Looks like the high on Friday is going to be about 65. No rain, but cloudy skies. And your average high is 53, but it was the highest it's been, 75 degrees in November, was reached back in 1999. And so you can expect about 5 snow days this month, according to the historic records.
Well, Richard the Marine gets a highlight, too, because he told us when we started the show that it was 53 degrees, and they were expecting rain, and they had a 20-mile-an-hour wind in Florence, Oregon.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're seeing those that other storm begin to come through.
All right, now let's take a look at the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, because up there north of Michigan in the lake, we've got a gale warning up there on the Canadian border. Be advised of that. Lake Michigan, both sides of the lake, we've got a gale warning up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Also, that would affect Green Bay, Wisconsin with that. They've just had a couple of days of snow, so keep that in mind. Plus, over on the border between South Dakota and Minnesota, down there along I-90, they've got some weather in there right now, with it looks like some snow and some wind. And then, here we go again. I-40, all right, is the main culprit here tonight. I-40 from east of Oklahoma City, across Arkansas into Tennessee, over into West Virginia. You've got really cold temperatures in the teens in a lot of places, or even below that in a few spots. I don't know exactly what the temperatures where Eric's at, but I'm looking at a hard freeze warning over there where Eric's at in East Tennessee. Also, the northern part of Louisiana, northern part of Alabama, northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Georgia, frost and or freeze warnings, hard freezes. And coming out of Oklahoma, southeastern corner of Oklahoma, down into the Metroplex, frost warning all the way down through the Texas Metroplex. Now, this gale warning in the Gulf of Mexico, we have conditions that are drawing the moisture out of the Gulf over into the East Coast, where we have a low that seems to be developing that's going to come across Florida with a lot of rain and 40 to 45 mile-an-hour winds in some of these storms and go up the East Coast. Now, from about Daytona to all the way to North Carolina, you're going to have a lot of coastal flooding. So be advised of that. That coastal flooding will continue as this system moves up the East Coast. Now, we do have temperatures all the way to Washington, D.C. and Baltimore tonight that are near freezing. So be advised of that. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.